It's 12:30. I'm Luke Westmond with the latest sport headlines. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has revealed plans for the 32-team Club World Cup, which will begin in 2025. This will be a radical change to the current format, which has 7 teams, a winner from each federation's continental competition. He has also confirmed plans for a World Series, a Women's Club World Cup, and revealed Morocco will host the 2023 Men's Club World Cup. Former France and Manchester United left-back Patrice Evra believes Didier Deschamps is the greatest manager the country has ever had. After finishing as runners-up at Euro 2016, Deschamps won the 2018 World Cup and has the chance to retain the trophy when France take on Argentina in this year's final. Evra says he believes they can dominate for years to come.
This team, for me, wasn't ready to play this World Cup. They were like for the next World Cup and they're in the final. So that's why I'm worried for other countries, because if France win this World Cup, I can write it now, they will win the next and the next.
Morocco Football Federation has protested to FIFA regarding the refereeing performance in their semi-final clash versus France on Wednesday night. The decision came after they were not awarded a penalty when France's Theo Hernandez collided with Sofiane Boufal in the French box, leading to the Morocco player being booked. The team believe their federation was right to protest, but no, it won't change anything. In League 2 tomorrow, Tranmere have postponed their match against Crawley at Prenton Park due to frozen pitch. Rehan Ahmed will make history by becoming England's youngest Test ever cricketer tomorrow. The Leicestershire spinner, who is 18 years and 125 days old, has been called up for the final match of the Tour of Pakistan, amid reports of him not feeling 100% today. Captain Ben Stokes says it's a great opportunity for the teenager to show what he can do.
He's got a lot of skill with both bat and ball, so it's great to be able to bring someone with the talent and the excitement that he has into the squad and see what he's got this week.
Peter Wright began the defence of the PDC World Darts Championship with a comfortable victory over Mickey Mansell last night, and UK Open semi-finalist Keane Barry lost to Grant Sampson 3-1 in the first upset of the tournament. Two-time champion Adrian Lewis gets his campaign underway against Daniel Larsson this afternoon, with the noon session starting at 12:30. Now on to hockey. Great Britain's men continue their strong start to the FIA Pro League in Argentina with a 2-1 win over the host nation. The game went to a shootout after a stalemate in normal time, but Britain managed to grab the victory to add on to their win over the Netherlands in the opening game. They take on the Dutch again tomorrow night, where they will look to extend their current run. Britain's Adam Peaty says he felt pure anger after winning the bronze medal in the 100-metre breaststroke in the Short Course World Championship in Melbourne. This was Britain's first medal in the championships and the 27-year-old's first short course podium since 2014. That's all for now. Be sure to check out our socials again and join us for our special programme at 2:30.